national treasure. The World Trade Center is no more.
A terrible act of barbaric terrorism.
Two planes. First, one flew into one tower of the Twin Towers, then a second.
Another building has gone up.
Oh, my God! Oh my God.
One of the Twin Towers has collapsed.
The entire top of the building just collapsed.
This may be one of the worst tragedies ever to strike this country.
May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Look at the video of it. We just saw the video of the plane hitting the building. Oh, my goodness.
Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts.
Well, I want to say, without trying to break down this here, that my brother is a pilot for American who flies out of Boston, and we can't get a hold of him right now, and he's due to come home today.
Oh.
And I pray with all my heart that it wasn't him, but my heart goes out to all those moms and dads that won't go home today because someone felt it was upon them to make decisions for the world.
Terrorism against our nation will not stand.
Another one just hit. Something else just hit. A very large plane just flew directly over my building, and there's been another collision.
If you see the video of New York City, it looks like, I mean, everything from the side where the World Trade Center, basically where the Empire State Building, is just nothing but smoke and debris.
Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts.
I just got a phone call from a friend of mine's mom up in Jacksonville, Florida. Her son, which is my best friend, was at the World Trade Center when it went down. He is originally from Greenwood, Indiana. He leaves behind two kids, a boy and a girl. He was up there for a job interview, and he was on the phone with his mom when the phone went dead.
I'm totally against war, but when this kind of thing is this unexpected, and as much an attack as I feel Pearl Harbor was, then I hope that we don't take it any less seriously, nor do I hope that we are any less assertive.
In the Gulf War, we went to extraordinary ends in the Gulf War, even endangering our own forces more so to avoid attacking innocent civilians. And yet what these bastards have done is deliberately attack innocent civilians, and that's the difference between them and us.
Well put, General Schwarzkopf, as usual.
I am praying for our country, and I know that we are strong, and I know we will overcome, but my heart does go out to those families who are not going to see their loved ones again. So, and I thank you guys for opening up a platform that people can talk and express, because this is very emotional and very trying right now for everyone across the board. So, thank you.
Aaron is on the phone right now. Aaron, you are also in New York City?
Yes.
How close are you to where the World Trade Center is?
About a mile.
Oh, she's very close. Are you, my first thought is, are you a bit frightened?
Yes. We can't leave our houses. And there's fire engines and police cars just everywhere. Every minute you hear another fire engine go by. It's complete panic. Everyone is very scared.
These acts of mass murder were intended to frighten our nation into chaos and retreat, but they have failed. Our country is strong. A great people has been moved to defend a great nation.
You know, it's sad if someone feels this angry and this upset about things that are going on. Take it out on yourself. Don't take it out on innocent people.
America and our friends and allies join with all those who want peace and security in the world. And we stand together to win the war against terrorism.